This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices, united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
Watch your step. The light by the old stackpipe went out. Puss was still having issues with leaks. Yes, descending these creaky stairs is more slippery than ever. I don't need to warn you about the locals down there. A basement full of zoo animals, if you ask me. But they love their Texas longhorns. And to get the truth, this is where they have to come. That's why you're here, isn't it? For the truth? We welcome you back to the Deep Dig.
Welcome back to the Deep Dig podcast. My name is Alex Dunlap. You can find me on Twitter at AlexDunlapNFL or at RosterWatch. You can find all of my written content about the Texas Longhorns over at OrangeBloods.com. And today, this is a different episode of the Deep Dig podcast than usual. I'm not going to be rambling stats into your ear for the entire 30 minutes. In fact, I'm going to let somebody else do most of the talking for the majority of this pod. And that is because last week I had an interview for a feature at Orange Bloods with Isaiah Hookfin. And Isaiah Hookfin is a 2019 offensive line recruit, one of the last to get sort of on board with this class in the early signing period back in December. And he just has a really interesting story about his recruitment, how Texas came into the fold, what it was like there at the end between Texas and Baylor. Just a lot of really good insight, not only into his recruitment and what the staff sees in him, but sort of how Texas recruits right now. And how other schools might recruit, and how those two things might not really fall in line with one another. It makes for an interesting dynamic, especially in state. So I thought that since I loved having the interview with Hookfin so much, and since the feature was so well received there over in the message boards at OrangeBloods.com, I was like, man, I have the interview recorded because I needed to go through and transcribe it later. Why not make a pod out of it? I really enjoy talking with the kid. I think he's going to be a good one for Texas. And I think you're going to enjoy hearing from him and hearing his perspective as one of your newest Longhorns. He will be here on June 1st in Austin, Texas, getting ready to go fight with these boys. So without further ado, I bring you my interview with 2019 Fort Bend Dulles offensive lineman and soon-to-be Texas Longhorn, Isaiah Hookfin. All right, cool. So let's just get started then. What's your current height and weight?
Right now I'm sitting at 6'5", 300 pounds.
Is that a little heavier than you were in your senior season?
Yeah, I was 262 during the season.
Wow. So what went into the extra? Doing the workouts that they sent you, or what kind of workouts did they send you?
As soon as they sent me that booklet, I had to hop on it. So I didn't gain a tad bit of weight.
Man. Do you feel good? Do you feel good at 300?
Yeah, I actually just came back from a workout, so nice. I'm still able to move at 300.
What's your current shoe size?
14.
14, good. So, and then when are you getting down to? When are you moving down here to Austin? Or I guess up
June 1st.
Okay, cool. For people who don't know you, what about your family? You got brothers, sisters?
I have two older brothers, one younger brother, one younger sister who lives with us, and then an older sister who doesn't.
That's a lot of y'all.
Yeah, it's a nice chunk.
Any of them play sports?
My younger brother plays sports. My sister was still trying to, get her into the groove of really getting used to sports, but other than that, no, not really.
How old's your younger brother, and what does he play?
Plays tight end right now. I think he's 15.
What do your parents do?
My mom actually works IT at our high school, and my dad he drives trucks.
Oh, really? What kind of trucks?
Yeah. 18-wheelers.
Did they play sports when they were growing up?
My dad played until he had broke his ankle. My mom had played volleyball.
And did your dad play? Was it football that he played?
Yeah, he played football for a little bit.
Did you start with football? Did you play other sports before?
I had started with baseball, actually. No, I started with basketball. Then it transitioned into baseball. And then really eighth grade, just stuck with football.
And you just you decided to put your whole focus on football and didn't want to play multiple sports?
It was football and track, but yeah, mainly football because it helped the best as far as me and like health, I guess you could say, mental health.
What do you mean?
Like, just a lot of relief.
What do you mean relief, if you don't mind me asking?
Just like getting away from everything else and actually focus on one thing instead of worrying about school and, you know, everything, like a lot of things, just focusing on the field and really just getting into one zone instead of having to worry about multiple things.
When did the recruiting process begin for you? When did you start to know, when did you start to realize like, oh man, I could, you know, I'm getting interest from colleges. I could get a scholarship from this stuff.
Probably spring, because at first, like spring ball of, going into junior year, I didn't play football before that because of my injuries, freshman and sophomore year.
What injury? What injury?
Freshman year, I had tore my hip flexor, and then sophomore year, I tore my meniscus.
Okay, and so you missed those two seasons. So when you came back as a junior, it was spring football before your junior season, and were you in spring football for like the varsity team? I would assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted
to.
So you started getting attention then in spring football before your junior
season? Because I think the first school that actually came by was Alcorn, and they had offered me on the spot after I had got done with my benchmark, actually. I had got 345 up, and, you know what I'm saying, after that, coach let me know, you know what I'm saying, they got me an offer. So that's really what, when it had started to click.
And what was the first big one?
I think it was Southern Miss, far as like.
Yeah, it's a big school.
Yeah. I guess when that Southern Miss offer came through, that's really when spring ball had started to, you know, pick up. And then all the coaches had came through during spring ball and started to really, you know what I'm saying, try to catch on.
Oh, okay. So did you enjoy the recruiting process?
It was, as of now, looking back, it was good to make those relationships with those coaches, you know, certain coaches that I can really, you know, trust. But it was real not stressful, just irritating, because people would say, oh, he should do this, instead of, you know what I'm saying, waiting for me to really make my own move and support me in that. Instead, it was a lot of, you know, he's only 6'5", 260. He's not going to make it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You didn't like hearing those opinions from the outside, like in the media, just people on social media and stuff, or...
It's not that I ain't like it, because I know it's going to happen regardless, you know what I'm saying? Whether they like me or not, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't me liking the fact that, you know, if I didn't got this far off a couple months of playing tackle at this weight, you really don't think I can do what I need to do when I need to do it, you know what I'm saying? It stressed me at the time, because if I've only been playing tackle for, matter of fact, when I picked up the Southern Miss offer, I only been playing tackle for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I mean, if I've been playing tackle for a couple of weeks and I didn't show it off what I can actually do, why you would doubt me when I need to actually do it? You know what I'm saying? When the summer comes up.
Like, did you go to any of these camps? Like, I know Rivals has a ton of these camps and stuff, and, you know, Under Armour, Nike. Like, did you ever do any of that stuff? Like, how do you feel about that whole camp circuit kind of thing?
My parents, because we were really new to football, so my mama, she was scheduling camps like every other day, and I had to tell her, like, Ma, I'm burnt out, you know what I'm saying?
right.
But, like, you know what I'm saying, we was going to a bunch of camps, and to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying, it's good, but once you reach, like, a certain amount of camps, you start to burn out, and you start to see the same coaches over and over there talking about, oh, we're going to let Kalisha shoot. oh, we're going to talk to you, yada, yada, yada. You see them at another camp, and they think you another person. You know what I'm saying? They don't even recognize you. And it's like, you weren't serious the first time I met you. So, you know, so to a certain extent, the camps are good. I really like mega camps. That's really, I really like. That way, if the coaches actually want you, you know what I'm saying? They'll be like, hey, here's my information. I'm going to hit you up. Come to our camp. You know what I'm saying? So if they really want you, they'll hit you up.
Man,
instead of going to, like, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
You good? One coach tell me I wasn't good enough to play tackle. And I was like, wow, that really, you know what I'm saying? I came to, yo, I'm not going to say what coach it was. I don't even believe he had that school no more. He was an O-line coach. And I'm like, he told me, he was like, nah, you're not good enough to play tackle. And I'm just like, man, I came to this camp for you to teach me, not for you to tell me I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, camps, I mess with them. But to a certain extent, they're only going to give you so much exposure until coaches actually start to look at you, you know what I'm saying, one-on-one instead of just as a overall.
No, yeah, I get it. And I also think just like this wasn't something I had planned to ask you, but it just reminded me. I remember whenever I had, like, camps were, I'm in my late 30s now. So it's like camps were nothing like they are mm-hmm. now, like they are with you guys. But we would still go to like summer camps where we would go camp out at the universities and stuff. And I remember I played on the defensive line, and I remember thinking that these one-on-ones versus offensive linemen, I felt like I had a huge advantage on them. It seemed like it's a lot easier for the D-line in those one-on-ones versus the offensive line, just because you can go any way against them. Like it always seems like the offensive linemen are in such a tough spot.
Yeah, because, I mean, in a real situation, it depends on what kind of defense. If they're running a 3-4 defense, you got your guard to back you up. Yeah. You got your running back in case. You know what I'm saying? If your guard right there, the D-line can't just go straight through the guard. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, right.
I mean, one-on-ones, I never really back down from one because it's like, all right, I can do what I need to do. But at the same time, I'm not going to let you, you know what I'm saying, clown me in front of everybody.
Right.
You know? But, yeah, I feel like one-on-ones is really – and then as an O-lineman, let's be honest, O-lineman, we grab. You know what I'm saying? I can't grab onto a shirt.
No, yeah.
A shirt going to tear. What am I going to do with a shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just it's like where you can keep your hands and you can keep your hands inside. You can get underneath the shoulder pads in a game
exactly.
Under the chest plate. You can't do that in a camp. So what about what about Texas? When did Texas come into the recruitment? When did you know? How did they handle it? Who was the lead recruiter and stuff?
Man, Carrington actually hit me up. And you know what's crazy? A lot of people think since. A lot of people think, oh, Texas offered him last, so that's why he closed his recruiting. That's not even the case. I was going to close my recruiting regardless when I closed it. Texas just happened to be the last people that offered me. You know what I'm saying? Because there's five other coaches that wanted to get me, and I had to tell them. You know, there was Oklahoma, Arizona, Florida Gators, Arkansas, and what else was it?
And Baylor was
Clemson
in there.
Right?
Wasn't Baylor in there too?
No, Baylor had actually offered me though.
Okay.
And Clemson wanted information on me. And I'm just like, I mean, they were talking to me beforehand, but I had to tell them, like, coach, I mean, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, y'all showing me some attention, but I had closed recruiting off already. You know what I'm saying? So Texas, they had came, I want to say late in the game, they were like, talking to me midway through the season. But, yeah, Texas was just the last people that offered me before I had closed recruiting. And a lot of people think, oh, he closed recruiting because Texas offered, and that's not really the case.
Well, what was it about Texas that made you decide ultimately?
I mean, it's already out there. I was finna go to Baylor, you know. But a lot of things have popped up that I had found out about. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think, oh, you know what I'm saying, the Texas coaches, negative recruiting, yada, yada. The Texas coaches ain't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? When I told them, you know what I'm saying, I'm going somewhere else, they respected that decision. You know what I'm saying? We stayed in contact. and they let me. They told me if anything changes, let me know. You know what I'm saying? So I had my family, coach, other like high school coaches and trainers, you know what I'm saying, let me know, hey, before you make the decision, you know what I'm saying, look at this. You know what I'm saying? And I thought something else, look at the other things. And I really found out, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things they told me wasn't true. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I ain't really feel comfortable going to somewhere where I'm already being lied to and I ain't even signed yet. You know what I'm saying? I just thought better, like, man, Texas ain't lied to me. You know what I'm saying? No coaches at Texas lied to me. They told me exactly what I asked. I looked it up and that's what I got. You know what I'm saying? They gave me real answers. You know what I'm saying? If I ask them, hey coach, who are you recruiting? They tell me exactly who they're recruiting, and I look it up, and I get the same answer. They're not lying to me. You know what I'm saying? So I look back, had to look back, and I was like, man, I'm finna make the wrong decision. So that's why I had postponed my signing, because I really had to focus in. And then I had called Coach Herman, and I let him know. I was like, man, I'm coming to Texas. You know what I'm saying? And looking back, I really should have made that decision from the jump. You know, so Texas is really, because it's around home, you know what I'm saying? At first I thought I wanted to leave, you know what I'm saying, some states
right.
over.
Right.
But then I realized, you know, I got a little sister that look up to me. I got family here that want to go to my games. And, you know what I'm saying, it's really about my sister. You know what I'm saying? She gonna need an older brother to talk to, you know what I'm saying, whenever I come back home. So it's like, I mean, U of H was too close. Texas was just at a mount, and you know what I'm saying? They being truthful with me. You know what I'm saying? So that's really why Texas, I came out on top, and I felt like, you know what I'm saying, that's where I needed to be at. And I really felt at home when I went on an official visit.
Well, like, were there any current players who you connected with, or any, like, recruits, any of these guys who, through the process, you kind of got to know or connected with that, you know, made you feel a little bit more comfortable about it?
Logan Parr. I had encountered the most. I had saw him at a Tulane camp. Sam Houston mega camp, and then I had seen him at another Tulane homecoming game. And you know what I'm saying, when I finally he went to Texas, you know what I'm saying, I really started to talk to him. And then I had started talking to Tyler whenever we had went on when I was on a visit. You know what I'm saying? That's the two recruits that I had really started talking to once I had made my decision.
And that's two guys in separate years. Like how do you describe those two guys' personalities?
Man, they good. You know what I'm saying? They real good people. I wouldn't want to be on the line with nobody else right now.
Do you remember that deal? I kind of remember this deal wherever Carrington. You know how he tweets out the shh emoji whenever there's a new commitment.
Yeah.
Wasn't there that deal where he did it for you and then Matt Rhule like retweeted it or something like that? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
What was that all about? And what the hell were you thinking?
Man, I don't want to bash Baylor like that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they have another institution.
Sure.
And they proud of what, you know what I'm saying, what they do. I'm not even going to talk about them like that. If other recruits want to come to me and talk to about it, about exactly what happened, I'll let them know.
Gotcha.
But, one of the things I felt, you know what I'm saying, even though the Baylor writers ain't connected to the coaches at all, I had told one of the writers before the day of commitment, you know what I'm saying, exactly what I was going to commit to Baylor, you know what I'm saying? And the next day, I had a tick. I had a final. So I had to cut my phone off, but I was going to sign that day. So when I finished my test, I cut my phone back on, and I come back to a bunch of notifications, and everybody like, did you tell them to post it? Did you tell them to post it? I'm like, nah, I ain't told nobody to post nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's like, okay, we told him to take it down, yada, yada. And the dude had called me the night I had went to the mall. Dude had called me when I was leaving the mall, you know what I'm saying, trying to apologize, yada, 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 you know what I'm saying, just trying to feel like he ain't the reason I had, you know what I'm saying, post him over my bank, my signing. And I was like, you know what I'm saying, dude, just don't start with me, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't deserve no more information, you know what I'm saying, I use some words that I wouldn't use on a regular everyday basis.
Right. I'm sure,
but,
man.
It's, you know what I'm saying?
It's a weird deal. Yeah.
So, I mean, I trusted you with that information. I told you to be quiet, but you did the exact opposite of that.
Right.
So as far as, you know what I'm saying, Carrington, he do that for every recruit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, if you put two and two together, yeah, you're going to figure out it's me.
Right.
But if you look through the comments when he had posted it, it's me, and they're talking about some other dude. So it's not set in stone who going to sign. They talking about two different people. Right. When you put an article that says Isaiah Hookson is going here, it's kind of hard to be like, nah, it's not Isaiah Hookson. I mean, it's in the title. You know what I'm saying? So as far as that, I'm not even finna get on that because Carrington do what he do. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
And as far as that, as far as Coach Rule liking it, I mean, retweeting it, I'm not going to say nothing about it. Because I'm not trying to have no more
good
drama
for you.
As
listen,
far as
it, Isaiah, you need to keep that same state of mind, bro.
Yeah. If other recruits that's going through it want to talk to me about it, I might. But I'm not finna just be bashing Baylor, you know what I'm saying, for no reason. It just looked bad on both parts, you know what I'm saying? Because like you said, I'm a choice since then. I'm not really trying to bring up old stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just leave that in the past. You know, whatever happened, it happened. You know what I'm saying? I signed somewhere. I'm happy with that decision. You know what I'm saying? My last name is Hookfin. Texas is Hook'em. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's in the, it's in the names. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just had to.
Yeah. What about Coach? What about Coach Hand? Is he the one who recruited you the most, or was it Carrington? Like, what has Coach Hand told you about how he sees you developing?
Coach Hand is another reason I really like Texas. Coach Hand was very honest with me. You know what I'm saying? He said, look, the current tackle was Sam Cosmi. They redshirted him freshman year. They built him up. Sophomore year, it was good to go. You know what I'm saying? He was very honest with me about where he sees me going, you know what I'm saying, physically. And that's something I can respect because a lot of coaches are like, oh, once you get here, you'll play. You know what I'm saying? Trying to guarantee me a spot. And a lot of coaches were like, one coach I trust is Coach Mateos at BYU, the O-line coach. Because he told me, look, even though I'm not at Texas State no more, don't ever let a coach tell you or guarantee you a spot starting. You know what I'm saying? So once Coach Hand told me, look, most likely we'll redshirt you freshman year and build you up sophomore year, we'll, you know what I'm saying, see where you at. So that's really where Coach Hand sees me right now. I just got to, you know what I'm saying, do what I do. And really show off that, you know what I'm saying, I can handle what I need to handle if that's what God got me. And the thing is, if God planned for me to play freshman year, he's going to set me up to, you know what I'm saying, do my best. You know what I'm saying? I feel like God didn't set me up freshman through senior year the way I need to be set up, and it worked out. You know what I'm saying? So if God got a plan for me like that, he's going to make sure I got all the tools. I just got to make sure I execute his plan. And if I'm playing freshman year, I'm playing freshman year. If it's not God's plan for me to play freshman year, he's going to make sure his plan get through, you know what I'm saying? Whether I like it or not, he's going to make sure that I'm following his plan, you know? So as far as that, I put it in God's hands. Once God give me the signs that I need and the signs that he knows will help, then I'm going to go off him, you know?
What do you love about playing offensive line?
Man, I love the fact that you can embarrass another man. Nobody gets mad at you. You know what I'm saying? People really, now I wouldn't say praise me, but you know what I'm saying, congratulating you for embarrassing somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's really a fight. It's a legal fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a legal fight. I'm not going to get in trouble for knocking you to the ground. You know, that's really what I love about O-line, because any other position, if you hit somebody too hard, you know what I'm saying, you hit them in a certain way, oh, you could, you know what I'm saying, it's a flag. In the trenches, you know what I'm saying, can't nobody see nothing. You're hitting somebody, you know what I'm saying? So that's really why I like O-line so much. It's just you can put somebody on their back and people will look at you like, oh, okay, he did that, instead of being like, oh, he's such a violent person, you know?
Right. Is it more important to have good feet and balance or to have power and toughness?
Man, good feet and balance. You know what I'm saying? Power and toughness. Well, Oof. Let me think about that real quick. Man, I'm still going with good feet and balance.
I think so, too.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't got good feet and the D-line want to get around you, he going to get around you. If he ain't moving, then you can get him. You know what I'm saying? But if he moving and all you got is power, you know, you ain't going nowhere. You might take one step and he get you, and then you falling. Only toughness you don't need is to get back up. You know what I'm saying? So that's really why I like good feet and balance.
I've watched some of your highlights. It seems like you guys, you know, you guys definitely ran some man and some power sort of gap stuff. Was there some zone blocking that you guys did? And is there any difference that you see about the way that you can play in either scheme?
I mean, I'm still not knowledgeable enough about football to really know, and about my weight to really know exactly where I fit, you know? But I feel like with Coach Han and the way Coach McKnight gonna set me up, I can really do whatever I need to do. But personally, I like from pass blocking more.
Okay.
Yeah. And pulling up to the secondary is one of my favorite things to do.
Well, that's funny because that's a hard thing to do. Like engaging a man in open space.
Yeah, because like if you look at my highlights, there's a lot of run plays and a lot of, you know, saying me pulling around or me going to the corner and getting the corner at the linebacker. You know what I'm saying? Or me just hitting a double team and then going up to the linebacker. That's something I really like to do because, you know what I'm saying, I get a running start. And personally, I feel like I have good feet to really break down and get in front of a linebacker when I need to, you know, and really just throw them.
Kept you long enough, brother, but I wanted to go through and just ask you a couple of these things. Just a quick Q&A, just getting to know Isaiah Hook Finn, just, you know, stupid little questions that these people are going to like. So, all right, so best pizza topping?
Best pizza topping? Spicy Italian sausage.
Okay, all right. Nike, Under Armour, or Adidas?
Nike.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
Best flavor?
What's that, like, good blue one? I think it's like
Arctic Blast, like, or something?
No, it's like
blue,
like
raspberry?
That deep blue.
I can look it up. It's the dark
blue. Yeah, it's the dark blue one.
Okay, I'll just write. I'll make a note here. Dark blue. Okay. All right, for like best chicken tenders, I'm talking about like the drive, like fast food chicken tenders, places like Cane's, Chick-fil-A, Golden Chick, Chicken Express. What's the best?
Chick-fil-A.
What is your favorite restaurant, and not fat, like just your favorite restaurant, period?
Man, Papa Gino's got good Philly cheesesteak in Houston.
Okay, so the Philly cheesesteak at Papa Gino's.
Yeah.
Philly cheese, okay. All right, so like for regular steaks, like if you go to a nice steakhouse, I'm sure you guys went to a steakhouse for your official visit and stuff. Like if you were going to get if you were ordering a steak in a nice steakhouse, how do you order it prepared?
It depends. Like if I'm paying, I'll probably get a ribeye medium well. But if they paying, I probably get the biggest steak they got, medium well.
Okay. If you're getting ribs, do you want beef ribs or pork ribs?
Man, it depends. If they cut the top off the beef ribs, I want the pork ribs. If they leave the whole beef ribs, I want the beef.
Okay. Well, you're going to get to there's a lot of that stuff down here in Austin, man. Favorite NFL team?
Seahawks.
Favorite NFL player?
Oof. Jonathan Ogden.
Favorite sport besides football?
Basketball.
And this is the most important question, man. The people in Orange Bloods are going to – so be careful about answering this one. With your chili, do you want it with beans or without beans?
With beans.